Hey guys, and welcome to this podcast. Today we're going to talk about why worrying is literally worshiping the problem. I will dig deeper into the spiritual perspective when it comes to problems so that you can get yourself finally out of overthinking and worrying about problems. If you're not spiritual, if you're not Christian at all, don't worry, you will be fine at the end of the day, but just that you know that we will definitely connect the dots when it comes to that. So one thing that I want you to be aware of before we start is, for what are problems there? Problems are there to solve them. Like, literally, God is giving us everyday challenges and problems so we can literally solve them. And why shall we solve them? So we can grow. And one thing that I want you to be aware of is that sometimes I believe that God gives us especially a lot of problems before we can receive the blessings that we prayed for. So if you have asked God for a specific thing, do not worry or do not be afraid if a lot of things are suddenly are going wrong in your eyes. And here's the next thing that I want to talk about is, what is actually a problem? So when do we call something a problem? Because when I look back at my life back then, a few years ago, the problems, like the big problems that I had there, are no longer problems for me right now, because I created so much resilience and such a strong mindset that I do not see these things longer as a problem. And what happened is that God gave me, I'm very grateful for it, so many problems to solve that I'm already used to have a lot of problems. So at the end of the day, having a lot of problems is actually a gift. So, and what God wants you to do is to become stronger and to have also the ability to solve problems. Because when we think about it, every person that is truly great out there is capable of solving problems on a different level. Business is literally just problem solving. The better you can solve problems and the better you can come up with solutions for specific things, the better a business you will build at the end of the day. So the more your business will grow, the more money you will make. Because every single thing that is actually holding us back from becoming a millionaire are all these little problems that we need to overcome and that we need to solve at the end of the day. So problems at the end of the day are nothing bad. It's actually a gift. So therefore, I want you to actually think about the problems that you have in your life and really ask yourself if these are really serious problems. And also to think about, let's say a year ago, 2 years ago, what you called their problem, so that you can actually see the improvement and also you can look forward to the phase in your life where you will no longer call these things problems. So there are people out there that literally have no problems. And I know I already mentioned the word problems like a thousand times, but this is what we're talking about here in this podcast. So, and like I said, there are people out there that don't have problems at all, because they don't define these things as problems. So, and one thing that I also want you to do is to shift your language, your wording when it comes to this topic. For example, back then, like 5 years ago, I always called it problems. Like, oh, I have so many problems. Oh, we have a problems. As you can hear right now, it sets like a very negative tone in a conversation. Like, this is literally like, it literally takes the breath out of someone, like when they hear, oh no, we have a problem that we need to solve. It's a big problem. Or it's just, even if they say it's just a small problem, it kind of, you know, it gets someone into a very negative state. Instead of saying problems, call it challenges. Because with challenges, I believe we have a way more positive mindset, because it's something that is for the good there. So we usually do challenges or overcome challenges so that we can live a better life, so that we can become stronger, etc. And this is actually what a problem just is if you actually see it from a positive perspective. So, and also your whole, I would say, emotional state will completely shift if you are facing a problem and you call it a challenge, because it will also kind of motivate you. Every time I had a problem and I was calling a challenge, I was like, nice, this is a time where I can prove myself. if I finally got this, if I'm stronger, etc., if I'm capable for the next level, etc. Like, it kind of triggered a motivation inside of me instead of calling it just a problem. So, and the next thing that I want you to be aware of is never ever focus on the problem. I don't say by that you should not talk about it at all. Of course, feel free to talk it out with your friends or, I don't know, to journal it out. I will also come later at the end how you can solve these problems on a really, really good, in a really, really good way. But like I said, do not focus on them. Like, do it one time, talk yourself out with your business partner or friends or whoever is the person that you can talk about this problem, but do not focus yourself on it. Because one thing that I realized back then when I was feeling not my best, when I was living that completely different life in my 9-to-5 and everything like that, I was literally obsessed with worrying about the problem. And what happened is that focus goes where energy flows. You probably heard that sentence before. So every time you put energy and attention into something, it just gets bigger. Maybe you also hear that one sentence that you are literally just making that person special because you're giving that person attention. It's the same thing with the problem. So if you are giving that problem more and more attention instead of solving it and looking for a solution, you're just talking with hundreds of friends about it, talking about it on social media, everywhere where you have a chance to talk about this problem, it gets bigger, bigger, and bigger, and bigger, and bigger. And the problem with that is that you're making it bigger as it is. And the other thing that happens then, if you think that it's bigger as it is, it seems also for you impossible to solve. And this is like the worst situation that you can have. So therefore, talk it out once and then shut up. Like, you don't need to tell everyone about your problems. Just look for a solution. So, and one thing that I also wanted to talk about is that, like I said, God always gives you problems to solve them. So, and we always see these problem phases as in down. Like, we always see it, oh my God, there's so many bad things happening in my life. It's right now a down phase. But one thing that I want you to be aware of is after every down, there's always an up. Like, always, like, think about it, like, last year, the year before, all the years before that, every single time when you were in a situation where you had a huge doubt, there was always an up. And like I said, I believe that God gives you specific problems before having the biggest comeback, the biggest glow up, whatever, the biggest like business success of your life, before you will literally blow up. Like, he will give you a lot of problems. Like, he needs to literally turn you into the person that is capable of receiving this blessing. And the best way to, I would say, to form your character, to form you as a person, is by giving you a lot of problems, aka challenges, to solve. So therefore, do not see it as something, oh my God, there's something now in my way, I can't reach my goal. See it as a sign that you are actually on the right path and that God is actually preparing you to receive that blessing. My English literally just left the chat, as we all know. So this is what I wanted to tell you guys about this. So, and sometimes you also need to realize that God will not always give you what you want. Because God loves you so much, he will give you always what you need. It's the same thing with our parents. So that's also why we call God our Father. Because he loves us so much and he is actually our Father. So, and when we think about our parents, like, really good parents, they will never give you just what you want because they love you. They will give you what you need because they love you. So, and this is something that we always need to keep in mind. Like, God will never, ever punish you with a lot of problems. And the other thing is that he is aware of it. Like, I said it so many times already in other podcast episodes. There's this one example that I always give. It's from a book that was so good. He's, for example, explaining it like that. Every time you're going through a very bad phase in your life, like everything is going down, you have a lot of problems, etc. And you're like, okay, God, why are you doing it? Oh my God, nothing will work out now. Like, you are literally going crazy and you think, okay, it's over. Like, I will never get a job again. I will not find my future husband. Like, all these things are going through your head. Are you not aware that God knows that? That God actually put you kind of in this situation? Like, he let this happen. So he knows that you are in the situation right now, and it's on purpose, because it's literally a part of his plan, and he wants you to go through it. Like I said, he sometimes uses problems and all these things to turn you into the person that is ready to receive the blessings. And I want to take this on a way deeper level. So stay with me. Now we're going to dig into the rabbit hole here. To give you guys an example, a little story about me. I was praying the last few weeks, the last few months actually, since summer, to get a bit more guidance when it came to my business. So I felt that I wanted to go into a different direction with my brand and everything, and I wanted to build something that is aligned on God's will, because I believe that this is the only thing that really lasts forever. And I don't want to just build a business to make money. I want to build a business to have an impact. So I put this into my prayer and I said, God, please guide me. Please be my business partner. How should I readjust my brand, etc., etc.? And a few days ago, he finally revealed with me the answer. And I waited for it for such a long time, literally for months. Like, he always gave me like a few answers here and there, but he never gave me the final plan. But a few days ago, he actually told me, like, hey, this is what I want you to post. This is what I want you to do on your personal brand and with your business and everything like that. And when I got to know about that, I think you guys call it I freezed. I hope that's right. You guys know what I mean? I was so worried. Like, I don't know what happened, because I'm a person that has never insecurities when it comes to personal branding, speaking in front of the camera, Instagram, etc. Like, I have built a lot of brands on Instagram. Like, I have a following over 1.5 million. Like, I actually know what I do online. I help thousands of women to build brands, to build businesses, etc. But still, in this moment, I felt that I'm not good enough. I felt that I'm not capable of actually fulfilling this great plan that he has for me and these amazing ideas. I felt like I can't really take action. And in this moment, I realized, because I wasn't feeling like myself, I knew that this literally was the devil trying to stop me from fulfilling God's great plan. So, and one thing that I want to tell you, combined with the topic of, hey, if you are about to make it, God will give you a lot of problems, to turn you into the person that is capable of receiving it. We can also see it from a little bit of a different perspective, because the devil doesn't want you to fulfill God's plan. Like, this is a fact. Like, the devil will always try you to bring you down and to stop whatever God is trying to build with you. So, and every time you, everything feels like it's against you. Like, every time you feel like nothing is working out, even though it's God's plan and you want to do that, or even though it's just something that you just started and you don't even know if it's God's will, etc. And you get a lot of, like, you know, things are trying into your way. You should be aware of that. You're so close to make it. Like, you're so freaking close, and that's why the devil is trying to attack you. Because if you would not be on the right path, you would not get all these, I would say, attacks from the devil. Like, he would not even move a finger. But because you are about to fulfill God's great plan, he's trying to do everything to actually stop you. And this was the same thing with me. I realized in this moment, wait, now I'm going to go all in, because I'm 100% sure that I'm on the right way and I'm so close to make it, because if not, the enemy would not attack me so crazy. So, and this is something that I want you to keep in mind. sometimes it can also be that the devil is literally just trying you to fulfill God's plan. So you should just keep going. So you should literally just follow the plan, no matter what, no matter what happens, just follow the plan. So, and here's what I want you to do. Like when you're in a situation where you feel like there are a lot of problems, there are a lot of things, you're overthinking and you're literally just going insane. Because this was literally me a few days ago. Like I was going insane. I was like, Maribel, what's going on? That's not you. Why are you overthinking about posting stuff on Instagram? Like this is your day-to-day life. So the first thing that I always like to do is to take it into prayers. To literally just take it into prayers and to ask God for help. Because at the end of the day, like he listens to you, like, and he will also help you. Like if you say to God, like, hey God, I have this problem here and I brainstorm about it, but I really don't know how to solve it. Please explain me, please guide me through it, how I can solve it, how I can find a solution for it. Please bring me people into my life that can show me the solution. Please literally guide me, like take me by the hand to that one solution. Like speak it out like that and he will help you out. And the next thing that I just mentioned is, like I said, ask him for people that can help you to solve that problem. So, and beside of asking him, of course, you can also think by yourself, like who can help you to solve that problem? And there's not a single problem in this world that you will face that not someone else has already solved it. Like every single problem out there has also a solution. And if you don't have the solution, don't worry, someone else will have the solution. If it's about business, if it's about relationship, if it's about parenting, whatever topic is the one that you're worrying about, there will be always someone that has the solution for you. You just need to literally shift your mindset and need to ask yourself, who can help me to solve that problem? If not me, like who can I call? Who can help me? And you will find literally someone. The other things that I want to talk about is to journal it out. And this is my absolute favorite one. Like this and prayers are amazing, like magic. I'm literally sitting down for hours with my journal and putting everything together that I'm worried about. Everything that literally pissed me off right now in my life, I just journal it down. And then I journal down the solution. So what can I do to solve this problem? Sometimes I even journal down, okay, why I feel this way and why think actually this is a problem. Because like I said, sometimes we find ourselves in situations where we worry about stuff that is actually not worth to worry about because it's literally so small. So therefore, I sometimes even ask myself the question, okay, why I'm bothered by this? And then I make the list of the things, okay, hey, what can I do to solve this problem or to find a solution? So, and then I literally take action. And this is the part that most of the people out there are not getting. They know what their problem is. They even know what the solution is, but they don't take action. Like if you want to see a change in your life and in your situation, you need to do changes. It is what it is. Like you need to go out and do something differently. Otherwise, your situation will not change. And I can tell you, the longer you wait, the worse it will get. Like, honestly, it will always get worse. It's the same thing with procrastination. Like, as soon as you do something, you get it done, you feel way better and you think about it like, hey, why haven't I done that already in the first minute? So why did I wait so much for it to get it done? So therefore, my advice for you is to directly take action and to just solve it. And like I said, also to take on help. Maybe there's someone that can help you to solve this one problem. So, and the other one that I want to give you, like the other, I would say, advice that helps me a lot, and it's very that simple, but it's so powerful. Just let it be. Just let it be. Sometimes there are problems or there are things that God gives us so that we can finally learn to trust, so that we can finally surrender. So, and I'm a person, I'm such a control freak. Like, I want to know every single step. Like, if the Lord tells me, hey, Maribel, this and this is going to happen in the next few weeks, be prepared. Like, I'm going to brainstorm already. Okay, wait. So why is this going to happen? Like, what do you want to tell me with that? What's going to happen after that? So, and I already build like problems around it. when nothing happened yet. You know what I mean? So, and I feel like sometimes I need to just let it be and surrender, even though there's so many problems with this revelation coming in. For example, let's say he told me, okay, I want you to go next week to Miami and I want you to do this and this and this. For example, I have work to do or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God, how should I do that? There's so many problems. How should I do it money-wise? How should I do it with the work? I can't leave the country, etc. Like worrying. But not realizing, okay, the Lord told you that. Like the Lord wants you to go there. So if he wants you to do that, he will make a way. Sometimes a lot of people are underestimating the creator of our universe, like literally. And I did that too. I was like, oh my God, I don't think that's possible. Like there was one thing yesterday night where I was like, wait, he wants to do that in 7 days? Like something really incredible that he wants to like kind of give me into my life. And I was like, oh, how should he do it? That's impossible. And I was like, wait, he literally created the world in 7 days. He can do everything. So whatever problem you have in your life, no matter how big it is, sometimes you also should just let it be. Just leave it where it is. Just leave it. Of course, you should always give it a try to solve it. Because sometimes, of course, he wants you to solve stuff so that you can grow. But if you see like, okay, it's not working out and I feel like he wants me to trust, girls, sit down and trust, because his plan is amazing. And you don't want to make something wrong and kind of, I don't want to say destroy his plan, because at the end of the day, if his will be done, his will be done. So you shouldn't worry about that. But you could make it yourself a little bit, I would say, difficult in the process if you're trying to do your own will and do your own stuff, etc. But let it be and relax, because he has your back. Like there's nothing anymore that I'm worried about. Literally, even though I had these few days where I was overthinking about it, as soon as I realized what was going on for real, I was like, nah. I'm going to go all in and I'm going to trust. Whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen. I know it's for the best, because my father loves me. Like he loves me so much that everything that he gave it to me in my life, it's going to be amazing. So, and this is, ladies and gentlemen, how I handle problems in my life. To summarize it to the end here, at the end of the day, problems are the biggest gifts that you can receive, to be very honest. The more problems you receive, actually the stronger God believes you are. Because look at you can handle so many problems. And at some point, you will get so used to have all these problems that they are no longer problems and you're actually thriving in the challenges, I would say. So therefore, don't worry about that. Also, keep in mind, sometimes when you're very close to fulfill God's plan, the devil is going to try to stop you. So this can also be something that can be challenging. And yeah, like I said, journal it out, pray about it, ask people for help, etc., etc. And yeah, and that's pretty it. One thing that I want to just mention before I close this podcast episode, or I end this podcast episode, of course, I'm just talking here about my own experiences. I'm not someone that is, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a mindset coach, as you guys know. I'm always just talking about my own experiences. So you should be aware of what fits for you, what doesn't fit for you. Maybe I said some things that are not aligned with your values, that are not aligned with your belief system, that are not aligned with your current situation. That's totally fine. I felt like saying this out loud, what I said here, everything. So if it fits for you, take it. If not, then not. So I'm here to help out. And I'm very happy if I could. And that's pretty it. So do not worry about these problems. Think about the bright future that is literally in front of you. See you guys in the next episode.